The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Another edition of NASCAR America at Home. At least it's at home for three of us. It's at the racetrack for one of us. We have myself, Steve Letard, Jeff Burton, Dale Jr., and the driver of the number 8, Cat Chevy, for RCR, Tyler Reddick, straight off of what, 7th place? Good run down at Darlington, man.
By his nose, the last lap. Eric Jones had a problem there, and Weir was right on my tail, and he was about to get that position from me, but had to fight hard those last few laps and was able to close it out with a 7th place finish.
Tyler, you were fast all day long. And, you know, what was it about your car? Were you surprised at how good it was? And where do you think you were the strongest? And how were you able to get, you know, drive yourself up through the field? You had to pass a lot of cars all day long.
Yeah, I made a few mistakes on the first start and really didn't pass anybody. And then after the second start that we had there, I really didn't get going at all. I was probably further back than when I started. And then all of a sudden, I just started rolling the top 1 and 2 pretty good, just trying to run as close as I could to the fence before it really got rubbered in. And we were able to make a lot of time up there. But, yeah, it was a tough day. I mean, we just finally got the track position in the top 5, caught a piece of that blue Emu banner. And we tried to fix that and get that off the car. We had an uncontrolled tire and all the way back to 29th where we started the day at and had to come to the front again or try to. But we got was 7th.
So, Tyler Jr. and I were talking during the race about your line, you know, and how you just mentioned it, running the high line of 1 and 2. A lot of people run – the high line in the middle of 2, but you were running it on the exit of 2. You actually use a lot of racetrack up, kind of no man's land. If you got 2 or 3 inches too far out, you're going to hit the wall. How are you so confident to be able to run up there at such a young age?
Well, crazy as it sounds, in the simulator, when we take some tire grip out of the tires at Brad Miller, it actually didn't slow the car down that much, and it actually felt really, really good. I was really surprised it even worked in the simulator. And obviously, we all know Denny Hamlin makes an incredible amount of time up, even more in the Xfinity cars than a cup car. But with today's tire fall off that we saw, that line came into play really early. And I was almost scared, kind of like what Denny likes to joke about is I don't want to use it too much and show my hand, but it was so dang fast at times that it was hard not to run in it. But we definitely, for sure, you know, about halfway through the race, made a few wrong adjustments and it allowed everybody else to catch up to us. But I mean, first cup race in Darlington, you know, a race that long, it's going to change more than I've ever experienced there in an Xfinity car. So it was definitely a challenge today.
That's what I was going to go to, is the length of the race, actually. So you mentioned the prep with the sim, the things like this. You're a young driver in great physical conditioning, but it's one thing to work out. It's another thing to be in race shape. Did you notice some of the time off when you got in there? Were you comfortable all day? Any sort of fatigue?
I felt pretty good. As soon as I get out of the car, I normally will have a little tightness in my lower back, especially if I haven't raced or, you know, haven't done a race that's, I guess, extremely physical in a while. And I ain't done really any kind of racing in the last 2.5 months. So not really any surprise, a little tightness in the lower back as soon as I, you know, got out of the car, walked back to the bus and relaxed a little while now. But the race kind of flew by. I mean, we had our hands full most of the day, but to what you said on the simulator, we spent a lot of time at just trying to make the setup really good on, I guess, across the board. And it unloaded really, really well.
So we saw that banner get a hold of the front of the car there, and you wouldn't think, or you know, sitting here at home watching the race, you wouldn't think that would really change the balance of the car, but you seem to comment and have some issues with how that affected your car. What did that do to the car there until you were able to get that removed?
Oh my gosh, it felt like the splitter just was stuck to the racetrack. It was like you're on the track. Like if I didn't back it down as much as I did, I would have destroyed the wall. When I saw the 11 backing up, I didn't know why. And I saw that piece kind of coming off of his car. And as soon as it came off his car, it like hit me that what am I doing right behind him? Because I'm going to pick this up. And sure enough, I did. And it was stuck in my splitter for about a quarter and a half. And I thought we were going to have to pit. I mean, we were really off pace, but we got lucky and it moved up. Still made it really tight, but it was incredible how much that changed the car. Sorry about my internet, by the way. Did you lose me?
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, no, we got you.
Yeah, we're making it work. So, you know, listen, this side of the sport works. Great job, Sunday, but we're racing on Wednesday, right? You got to get over the good and bad. So going into Wednesday's race, what is the – tell me the one thing that sticks out to you that you can apply to Wednesday's race based off what you learned today.
We had a little bit of a challenge getting our car better when it started to cool down. So that's actually kind of a concern for us. But, you know, last year's Southern 500 will be a lot more similar to what Wednesday night's race will be with the temperatures than just having no sun beating down on the racetrack. So it'll be a lot more like what I've seen and what I'm kind of going off of with my notes and Sim, or not, well, I guess Sim and all the film that they have out there. So I'll be going off of those things for sure a lot more. So listen, short answer, I have no idea.
Well, listen, you just said it. Notes. You don't have any notes. You're not supposed to be able to tackle Darlington in your first attempt. You're Mr. Excitement. You run on the fence. I was the naysayer. Everybody said you were going to be fast. I knew you were going to be fast, but I was hesitant. Could you run all the laps? You proved me wrong. It was beautiful. But why in the car are you conscious about trying to make it to the finish, or do you just go out there and do your thing?
Yeah, I mean, there was a point with, man, I think about 15, 20 to go, where I was trying to get around Denny. He was pretty much running the line that I'd ran all day. And I could stay with him, maybe gain a car length every once in a while, but I was flirting just, I mean, I was slightly touching the wall in 3 and 4 and touching it off of 2. And I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm done. I'm not wrecking this car. And I kind of backed up to John Hunter a little bit and I had to go again, but yeah, it just kind of got away from me a little bit. I did hit the wall pretty good twice, somehow did not cut a tire, but I think it affected some of the side force our car was producing. So stupid. I hit the dang wall going down the straightaway into turn 3 behind Chase Elliott real early on. And from there, the car was just not as stuck in the ground. So got to do a better job about that. Definitely when we come back on Wednesday night.
Tyler, you know, I've talked to your dad a little bit about your expectations for this first season. And we both had about a similar comment about maybe it taking you about half a year to get into your stride, but felt like that you would be able to race your way into the playoffs and be one of those teams to race for the championship. But I think that you're more than doing, you know, hitting your stride mid-season. You're really a top 10 contender week in and week out early in this season. How much better can this team get? I mean, you guys are relatively fresh. How much better can the communication and get between you and your team and how much better can you get behind the wheel of the Cup car versus the success that you had in the Xfinity Series?
Man, I think there's a lot of areas. The first one for me that I think of is just trying to maximize pit road every single time, be as consistent as I can, getting in and out of the box. From there, just working on the mid-race adjustments. You know, I'm only used to running the 300, 200, 250-mile races. Now we're going further, and I've got to continue to keep adjusting on our car because the track's going to continue to change further past what I'm used to it just getting to by the end of the race. So I'm going to have to do better of paying attention to where I'm not really good in the race and trying to improve my car in those areas to make that better. So there's a few things I really got to work on, but I think everyone on this team is extremely eager. The pit crew is hungry. My team, all the guys at the shop working hard, they're hungry. I'm hungry. And we definitely want to win a race this year. And if we keep running like this, I think we can get within reach at one or two of them. We just got to execute when we get there.
Well, Tyler, man, we really appreciate you taking the time right out of the race car, jumping on here so the fans can hear firsthand what it was like, your first Cup race at Darlington, a 7th-place finish, rookie of the race. Thanks for joining us, man. And like Jeff said, only a couple more days, you get another one, man. Good luck Wednesday night.
I am good with it. I have a short memory. I'll forget if I go any further than that into a break. So I'm good with a 2-day turnaround.
All right, there you have it. This is another NASCAR America at Home.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.